Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Sorrow makes us all children again. It destroys all differences of intellect. The wisest know nothing." No kidding. We have been thrust into a deep, dark mystery, and by that I do not mean that none of us has all the facts, although that is true, but rather that we have come nose to nose with the largest of life's questions, questions of evil and justice, of love and mercy, of meaning and purpose. Our whole life compass has been scrambled. I, who am paid to be wise, know nothing. Therefore, I shan't pretend to explain why or how two beloved and beautiful children could now be in the arms of their Maker rather than the arms of the family appointed by that same God to cherish and raise them. I can say this with some certainty, however. The death of Chloe and Aubrey was no part of the will of God. The God to whom we give our allegiance is all about life. God is our heartbeat, our breath, our consciousness. God is inextricably woven into our very being. Where was God on Christmas Day? God was where God always is, even now, bound to his beloved Aubrey and Chloe. I am saying that in some way a part of God died that day too. Alas, I am old enough to have met with sufficient suffering, injustice, and sorrow, and sadly, that includes the murder of a dear friend, to know that all of us will be changed forever by what has happened so recently in our midst. Chloe and Aubrey, paradoxically, they're safe. They're in a place or a state where there is no pain, no crying, no tears, and we can at least be thankful to God for that. We, by contrast, are in a place, a state of great vulnerability. We will be changed. The question is, how? And that is up to us. Will we ultimately allow what has happened to make us fearful, untrusting, self-doubting, regretful, guilty, bitter, or angry? Or is there some way that we will allow our pain to soften us, to deepen our compassion, our attentiveness to others in pain? In the church's gospel, its central story is the innocent and gratuitously violent death of Jesus, the one we know as God's child. And the strength of the Christian narrative is that we take the horror of that tragedy to heart. We do not paper it over in any way, and then we allow it to remake us. And what happened is that those who knew and loved Jesus best were able, not immediately, I emphasize, but in due course, were able to disbelieve the power of death to end things, including most especially Jesus. And we call this resurrection. Can we claim this for Chloe and Aubrey? Now, I want to say a word to the children. I'd like to come down there, but we ran out of microphones. And so you're going to have to look up, because this is the only microphone I have. I want you to think about that part inside you that giggles and where that part is. Where in your body is that part? It's not here, is it? It's not in your fingers or your toes. It's kind of in your tummy somewhere, isn't it? That makes you giggle. Or the part that makes you feel sad. Where do you feel sad in your body? I think it's in our heads. I think it almost feels like a tummy ache, doesn't it? When you're really sad. Or when we're really, really happy, where do we feel that? We feel it here. And what I know is that nothing that can happen to our bodies can take away our ability to giggle or to be happy or to be sad. That part of us, I could cut my fingernails, I could have a manicure, I could cut my hair, I would still giggle, wouldn't I? And the same is true about our bodies, that when our bodies die, the most important part of us, the part of us that makes us who we are, giggling, sad, happy, friendly, loving, that part can never die. It can never die. It's always alive. It's always in the midst of us. And that's true for Chloe and Aubrey, too. Let me close with a word to Sarah, and not just to Sarah, but to all mothers, to all parents, to all people who weep. Here's the thing, isn't it? Not just for themselves. It's not just about us, is it? But who weep for their beloved. It is C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis is the one who gave us the wonderful Narnia tales, Aslan, the great lion, and the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. C.S. Lewis said, if a mother is mourning not for what she has lost, but for what her dead children have lost, it is a comfort to believe that the children have not lost the end for which they were created. Chloe and Aubrey remain loved. And for now, in this time and place, that is everything.